Welcome to Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Joining us today is Chella Baum, Manager of Lactation Services, Perinatal Education, and New Parent Resources at Community Memorial New Parent Resource Center to discuss resources available for new and expecting parents at the center. Thank you so much for being here today, Chella.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yes. So most hospitals have a maternity floor, but not every hospital and community has a dedicated new parent resource center. What was the specific need in Ventura that led to the creation of this place and the classes offered?
Well, we've been around for just about 20 years now. And so while I wasn't around for when we did that needs assessment, I can actually tell you that the need isn't specific to Ventura. All moms need lactation help and support with breastfeeding and emotional support after they leave the hospital. And we're just one of the only places that meets those needs and is accessible for all. So most of the hard work happens after leaving the hospital. As a hospital inpatient LC, we do our best to lay a foundation for our patients and hopefully give them enough education and guidance to troubleshoot stuff that happens at home. And a lot of times there will be problems that start in the hospital too, as far as breastfeeding goes. But honestly, most parents will tell you that the hardest work happens after you leave the hospital. And so, you know, as an inpatient lactation consultant, like working at other places, we're sometimes sending our patients home with like a pump and a prayer and really hoping that they can figure it out or find help. And we're so lucky here at CMH that we don't have to do that. We know that there is a place that they can come. We have so many resources. They can find help. They can get help with breastfeeding, but they can also find their community. And that's what I always say about New Parent Resource Center is they come for the lactation support, but they stay for the village, because they'll meet mom friends, they'll meet play dates, they'll kind of connect in our support groups and then stay friends for their entire kids' childhoods and beyond. And so, like, we offer something really, really special. And that's not just about lactation help. It's about emotional well-being. It is about breastfeeding, but it's just so much more than that. And so we can kind of offer this space for all of your parenting needs in that first year of life.
It's so true. It's more than just lactation sources or classes. It is such a bond. My hospital didn't have that. So I did an outside class and I am still friends 22 years later with those moms, and all the kids are still friends. It's really special.
Yeah. Meeting friends as an adult is hard too. To meet people that are in that kind of same season as you, it's really special.
It is. And care doesn't end when the new parents leave the hospital, like you said, after having a baby. I remember going home and thinking, now what? How does the NPRC act as a bridge for families during the first 48 hours to 2 weeks to even a year at home?
We always recommend that when you leave the hospital, you get checked by your pediatrician within 1 to 2 days post-discharge. And so a lot of times people will go home, have their first pediatrician appointment. It might be going well. It might be what triggers their first visit with us. And then again, they're not seen usually until the 2 week mark, when babies have to be back to birth weight. And so we kind of fill in the gaps. Like, we see patients, we don't dictate when they can come. They can come whenever. And we really like to get you in, like, in those in-between times, especially. So in between the 2 day and like the 10 to 14 day, because a lot of times that's when things are really happening with lactation. So milk comes in day 3 to day 5. By day 5 to day 7, we kind of know what we're working with a little bit here. We can troubleshoot latching because the milk supply is either there or we know it's delayed, right? And we have to do some other interventions. And so, like, I love seeing kids like day 5 to day 7, day 8, somewhere in between there. And then also sometimes we'll have people come back at like the 6 week mark, because they'll do a 1 month pediatrician appointment, a 2 month, a 4 month. So we kind of like to see them, you know, at month 3, just to see how it's going, get a check-in.
Can you highlight some of the new classes that you're offering this year that you're excited about?
Yeah, we have a lot of new programming actually this year. That's really great. One that I'm really excited about is something called the Wonder Year. It's like one part education and one part playdate. So what we found was that a lot of our patients were really sad to kind of age out of our programming at the year mark. So we wanted to create a class or just like an opportunity to stay engaged longer and just stay and hang out with the people that you've met and the babies that your baby has met. And so this class goes over a bunch of different topics. It's once a month, and every month is a different topic, and it covers all the different things that a parent of a one-year-old might wonder about, which is why it's called the Wonder Year. So yeah, we're really hoping that, you know, gets utilized, and it's kind of like a support group too, because we want it to be like very parent led, like asking questions. But some of the topics that we cover are like, I wonder about socialization. I wonder about teething. I wonder about milestones. I wonder about structure, right? So like, there's so many different methods. Gentle parenting, like all these different topics that when your kid becomes a toddler, you're wondering about, because they went from this little like blob baby to, you're not just keeping a little baby alive, like you're teaching a child how to be a good citizen of the world, right? And so as a parent, kind of as a new parent, you're like, okay, maybe this will get easier, right? And really, what you kind of discover is that it just gets harder and like more questions start to arise. So we want to still continue to support people even as those phases turn into new phases.
As a lactation specialist, what's the most common myth you find yourself, quote unquote, busting for new parents who are struggling with feeding?
That feeding is easy, that breastfeeding is natural and easy. And you know that it's okay that it doesn't feel like it's easy. It's okay that it feels like it's hard, because it is. Learning to breastfeed is really, really hard. And once you learn and you surrender, it can get easier. But there are a lot of aches and pains along the way with breastfeeding. Just like all the normal things that you experience being pregnant, breastfeeding and breast milk feeding is really challenging. It takes a lot of dedication, takes a lot of grit. Your body is still not your own. You are still growing a tiny human being just outside of your body rather than inside your body. So sleep is worse. Your hormones are shifting. Your expectations and plans might not be going the way you thought they would. And it's a big roller coaster. And that is actually what is normal. That's the normal piece about it.
Do you have to deliver your baby at Community Memorial to use these resources, or is the center like a front door for any parent in the county who needs help?
Yeah, not just in the county, actually, but anyone who finds us can access us. I actually even have had military families who delivered their babies here when they were living here reach out for phone consults after they get transferred to other locations around the country. We don't turn anyone away who needs help feeding their baby.
That's so great. Can you share one of your favorite stories or memories from a new mom or dad who has used your services?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know, I've been doing this for 15 years, so I have thousands of stories that have just really meant a lot to me. So many patients that I will remember forever. So many families in mind. But the ones that I really, really love to work with personally are my little preemie babies. Whether they are NICU graduates or late preterm babies, I just love a preemie. For me, it's an honor to work with any family, because it's just not lost on me that a regular day at the office for us is the most important and memorable time of a person's life. Like that is, it's such an honor to be a part of that. And the preemie baby is an extra layer of honor, because we are helping them grow outside the womb when they are usually still inside learning and growing and developing. So I always say that they're like high school freshmen in college level classes. Like they aren't actually technically supposed to be here yet. So they need some extra coaching and support. And, you know, to simplify what we do, just as a lactation consultant, we basically have three things on the to-do list. So it's our number one job to feed the baby and grow the baby. And then the second part of our job is to help mom protect and establish her milk supply so that when a baby is ready to be awesome at the breast, there's plenty of milk there. And the third and lowest priority is to get the breastfeeding to work. And that's because breastfeeding, like that piece of it, can evolve with time. But if we don't have step one and step two, we won't have step three. So step three doesn't have to happen right away. And especially with preemie kids, it would be like putting the cart before the horse to just like focus on breastfeeding and nothing else. And we have to get them to a place where they're actually ready to eat well from the breast. And I love watching a little preemie babe evolve with time, like seeing their energy improve and their coordination get better and better. Every week that goes by is just so cool. Something that I've just observed is that there's something kind of like magical with this population that happens when a baby like both reaches their due date and is also around like 7.5 pounds. When those two things happen, it's usually when the breastfeeding starts to get better. So I just like to coach these mamas through the tough times and help these babies gain weight and just watch them learn and grow. It's so great.
It's all a miracle, no matter what,
yeah.
You know. Chella, how can parents get in touch with your services?
We are available by phone, or you can find all of our list of classes on mycmhbaby.org, or you can call us at 805-948-2229, which is baby, B-A-B-Y. And we are a Monday through Friday operation, 8 to 4:30.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing this invaluable information. I mean, it is really so crucial when you're in it, you know? So we really appreciate finding out more about it and your time.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. And I really appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. Again, that's Chella Baum. To find out more, please visit mycmh.org/NPRC. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening to Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare.